Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Manic Mondays inside the world of Jay and Doug and you. We have a rude awakening for some people, and just Monday can be a rude awakening in and of itself. So let us turn things around. Let us celebrate what we can. Let us do.
You know, like, yes, with the kazoo.
Yes, right. The full complement of noises here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, kind of a weird Veterans Day because it seems to have lasted all weekend, and that's not bad. Friday, we talked a lot about it on Thursday, a little bit on Friday. Over the weekend, you didn't get your mail on Saturday because that was the real holiday. But what happened to the Monday stuff that had been in effect for so long? I don't understand why that changed the way.
Why it was Friday. Yeah. Well, that's yeah. What I. Because Veterans Day is November.
My bag was open on.
The same.
My bag was open. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and Veterans Day, November 11th, all of the time, and then whenever it does not fall on a weekday, if it actually falls on the weekend, I remember it always being observed on the day itself, and then as well as the Monday after, the Monday following, if it were a Saturday or Sunday, but this year,
right.
It was observed on Friday.
Who makes those
instead.
Decisions? Yeah, but who makes that decision? Where does that come from? I'd like
but
to
why
find
does it
out.
Have to be observed on a different day if it falls on a weekend? Why is it not just always the 11th?
Exactly.
It is always the 11th. Yeah.
The holidays are so screwed up because of the union movement and them influencing Congress to have that three-day weekend thing. So there are, I think, is it 11? There are 11 holidays. How many holidays are there celebrated on Monday that aren't really on a Monday? People get an extra day off. Why? Why?
What do you mean?
I mean that there are, for any number of reasons, there are holidays that happen over the weekend or different days of the week, but they always seem to get pushed into a Monday so that...
But which ones? I guess that's my question. That's
I don't know.
My
go
question.
Back
which
to
ones?
The
because
calendar.
I only know. I only know of November 11th, Veterans Day.
Columbus Day.
That would be.
One
but
of
Columbus
them.
Day is always on the on a Monday. It's never
no, it's
a specific. It's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, it's a specific.
Because there are some that are always on Mondays as opposed to specific days of the week. Like
that's
for instance,
the point
Thanksgiving is never a specific day. It's always before
Thursday
of the month. It's never been a specific day.
It has been always there, but there are a lot of holidays that get moved to Monday because of an act of Congress. Before you were born, I believe this act was passed, and thus changes some of it. I have to look at a calendar. Actually, I have one right here. I don't know. Why am I arguing the point?
I didn't realize. That's what it's a genuine question. No argument.
No, well, it's because there was a law that was passed a number of years ago, maybe 40 years ago. I'm trying to remember when it was passed that moved a lot of these to Mondays because the labor unions influenced Congress, and so they changed it. It seems rather convoluted, frankly, but that's the way it is. So anyway, Monday, the weekend, it isn't bad that we say thank you to the people who are veterans. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that as long as it's really meant, as long as we remember, I think I used this phrase on Friday, remembering why we remember. The whole business of the First World War, and the armistice was signed at 11 o'clock on the 11th of November, 11-11-11. That, by the way, according to Uri Geller, is that let's remember to ask him that when he's here, all right, later on, what there is about the, there's a there's a significance to 11-11-11, and I'm not sure I know exactly what it is.
Okay.
Okay, well, in league with that, here is the story of Diane Hight, who finished her 56th trip with her nonprofit group Forever Young Veterans, organization that grants wishes and what's called trips of honor for veterans who are my age, older. It was a trip to Washington this year where she took a group of veterans to visit the war memorials, the people that were in the Marine Corps, the Army, the Navy. A lot of museums in Washington go to Arlington to lay a wreath for fallen comrades there. One of her favorite parts of these trips, it happens as soon as they get off the plane. Usually they have a welcome at the airport, sometimes a couple hundred people. They clap, sometimes they sing. The vets aren't expecting that. Many of them are in tears. It's a very emotional time for all these veterans, especially when you go back to the Vietnam era, when all the people who are my age served and didn't want to because, well, by the time we got into it, it was a very unpopular war. The soldiers weren't welcomed home. They were spit on. They were yelled at. They were distracted and disgraced. And because of the very unpopular, the war itself was very unpopular. It was because everybody knew that we shouldn't have been there in the first place. It's kind of like going to Iraq. As I've said many times, after World War II, the wars that we've gotten into, we have not won. Thus, North Korea and South Korea. Thus, North Vietnam and South Vietnam. Thus, the divided Iraq that there is today, because we didn't win. The whole business about what it was wrong, but it was the way people since it isn't still that way, but it was that way when people who were my age went, and I would have gone myself had it not been for a quirk of fate, and I would have it would have been interesting. I would have been in the Navy, I would have been on a sub, but the time and circumstances changed that. The whole business, this woman started this, Diane Hight started this because of the experience of her father. And so many people have been helped. There's a focus here. And there are some veterans who have wishes, and that's really kind of what she's done to honor her father who served in World War II. She has taken it upon herself to get these veterans, put them together, and to make their wishes come true. Most of them are simple. One of the wishes that was the one guy who was a World War II pilot just wanted to sit in the cockpit of a plane, one of the Navy planes, and talk about the advances in aviation, which is pretty simple to arrange. Wishes are about creating happier endings for many of them. There's a guy that was involved this year named Luke McClory, former prisoner of war, who was ejected from his plane over Austria, had mechanical failure, so he was a prisoner of war. He said, quote, "I was in the parachute for about 10 seconds before I got caught up in a tree." So he said, "I wanted to do it again." So that's what he did. He went on a skydive at the age of 95, and I can't imagine. What do you suppose went through his mind?
Incredible.
As he was doing that, huh? I mean, think about that. So, anyway, congratulations to this woman, Diane Hight, who has, as I said, had dozens of these trips and brought a lot of people into a completion, right? That's kind of what this is. They've had lots of trips. There were people that went to Normandy, and there were people that went to Vietnam, and some people that went to Korea. This past September, she took a group of people to Hawaii to help them fulfill the wish of a veteran to meet some of the people that are there stationed now. There's some elite troopers who are there. So, anyway, it continues the focus on good things being done for the people who deserve to have good things done. Speaking of Ohio, good, Doug. Speaking of of Hawaii, well, we can talk about Ohio too. Ohio and Oahu and Hawaii. There's another wildfire burning. This one is in the rainforest.
It's
a remote
horrible
area. The new reality for this island, a lot of stuff's been burned, and that takes away from all kinds of things. The situation is not very far from where the last fire was. Nobody was hurt. No homes were burned. It scorched the side of a mountain, but the flames wiped out some forest land that's been, they're fragile species there, and they've been there for God knows how long. Isn't it interesting to think about how this stuff grows? Considering, now this is my thing about the planet and how resilient it is and why I don't really worry about things that get wiped out like this. Think about it this way. Hawaii is a rock, or a series of rocks, a series of islands. And there was no, the formation that comes out of the earth, out of the ocean, the volcanic material that comes out is rock. There is some ash that comes with it. That lands on top of the rock, and over many millions of years, it's become dirt, loam, if you will, so that things would grow. So the seeds blow around. How'd the first tree, ever think about that? Where'd the first tree come from? And how do we have so many different types of trees? Why are there maple trees and spruce trees and pine trees and oak trees and you name the trees? Where'd they come from?
Mm-hmm.
Where was the first one? Wasn't planted. Did it come from that rock that hit the planet 65 million years ago? No, there was lush foliage. That's how the dinosaurs survived. At the time, that's what they ate. So where'd that come from? Ever think about it? Something to think about, isn't it?
Interesting.
Yeah, the earth is a rock. And the things that have grown on it come from other things that have happened and been contributed to the source of life on the planet. Yeah, it is interesting food for thought. 18 after the hour. It's Monday the 13th of November on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you've always really wanted.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Monday program. Time now for some celebrity gossip, the social media things that we pay attention to that are trending. And so Ms. Swift has done it again, Jay. She set a new Grammy record for the most nominations for any person in the Song of the Year category. The new song, Anti-Hero, was shortlisted for an award. By the way, there are all these things that were announced after we got off the air on Friday. Do you have some of the other nominations, some of the other things that are on the list? She's been nominated for half a dozen things.
She has 12. I mean, she's done so much, but she already has, I believe, 12 Grammys from her albums and her songs over the years. But for Song of the Year, that is the category that goes to the songwriters, not the performers, and that, you know, she writes all of her own music. And so she's setting records for that. And then as far as most nominations with as an artist and for the albums, she is tied with Barbara Streisand.
Ah, that's interesting, because Barbara Streisand's book is out now. A lot of people are talking about that. I just think that the whole idea, is this something that really these people, should Taylor Swift get another award? I guess that's what's kind of in my, she deserves it, but should there be a way to pass them around so that one person didn't get so many? Or does this highlight the fact that she's popular? I wonder what she
is. And extremely talented.
Yeah, but there are a lot of, would I say that about how many people have gotten Oscars or how many people have gotten Tonys? Or, maybe not. It's deserved. It just seems like all the attention is on her. And for good reason, very successful. But should you have some more, I don't know. I'm throwing it out there because I'm wondering. Let's think about it for a moment here. This is Good Day. Stand by for more.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me, at tea time, everybody agrees, I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror.
All right, so a little discussion here about awards and who gets them. Is this woman the most... Is she the most, certainly in the modern era of music, the most one recognized and awarded, and in terms of the profit of her ability? How did she first realize, and when? Was she 13, 14? I'm trying to remember what there
definitely
was.
Definitely at a young age. There are photos of her in, like, this little makeshift stage and her name and a banner on the front when, you know, she was doing some of those small performances trying to make a name for herself before she's, you know, has these sold-out crowds that are actually crashing the ticketing system.
And look at the movie, and what that still is like number two on the hit parade. I went to the movies last night, and there were a number of young people that were there to see the Taylor Swift movie. And they're very thankful they had the Taylor Swift movie, I think, at most of the theaters. So anyway, that's the story of the Grammys here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stephan here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitran headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOPLOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was in Israel yesterday. Christie says protesters waving Palestinian flags are getting horrible information. He also visited wounded soldiers and met with family members of hostages held by the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. He said Hamas supporters are being driven by, quote, people with a much different agenda than the truth, end quote. Iceland is evacuating the city of Reykjavik in southwest Iceland. The area is being threatened by a very possible volcanic eruption. The town in danger lies near an active volcano system and was evacuated over the weekend after magma shifting beneath the ground started hundreds of earthquakes. Icelandic officials say magma was at a very shallow depth. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You have a good day, dear.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Rocking around Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
No, we're not going to start playing Christmas music, but it rings around because it's too early. It's only the 13th of November. Let's get through Thanksgiving at least, please. Thank you. After all, we diminish by doing this. Last year, I think I made a big deal, and I have in years past, as the radio stations changed to their Christmas music. And that's happened all across the country. Pretty much every market now has a station that's playing Christmas music. And there are two sides to this coin, as there are to most any argument or discussion. Should you, shouldn't you, do we, don't we, you know, that kind of stuff. And so some of the conversation comes out of me watching the movie The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti last night, and the Christmas part of the discussion And then I started thinking about when the trees, are there trees around yet where I am? It's pretty seasonal, although the temperature have been in the 40s the last 4, 5, 6 days, going up to the 50s and 60s later on this week here in my part of New England. It just seems to me that we push it too far. Again, it's good and it's not so good. One of the reasons, or maybe it's a double-sided thing, one of the reasons that I like it is because the Christmas music, as with most of us, puts me in a good mood, puts me in a good place. And we need that when you look around and see what's happening in our country, see what's happening around the world. Does this displace the real focus on what the real issues are? Well, you can know and understand the issues, which is, you know, part of the problem. A lot of people don't understand the issues, and thus the protests on college campuses where we're supposed to be focused on education. Instead, we're focused on ignorance, it would seem. Meanwhile, back to the...
But there is kind of a genocide happening with Palestinian people. Just because people are protesting and bringing awareness to that, that doesn't mean that they are in support of Hamas. Hamas is true evil on this planet.
Yeah, but I think that's been confused by a lot of ignorance, frankly. It's been confused. I think the genocide happened. You know, it's weird. The Israelis always feel like they have to go too far or farther because there have been people that have been trying to push them into the sea for their entire existence. So do they overdo it? Do they overreact? The argument can be made that they have, and they are. That still doesn't mean there's none of this is good, none of this is right. And behind the scenes, you see, we're not getting the real focus. The Iranians are the ones that are stirring the pot now, not just Hamas. It's Hamas being sponsored by, Hamas and Hezbollah both being sponsored by, or pushed by, or funded by, or supported by, or whatever you want to use for terminology, by this meathead, the Ayatollah, and his band of unmarried men who have come across the money. The argument still is that the $6 billion that went back from America, although America says it didn't really go back yet, you know, there's all that stuff. It's just a nest of controversy, arguments, and bad everything, bad karma. And you look at these, I kind of lost this. I've gone away from the discussion of when's too early to discuss to have Christmas, but while we're there, I'm looking at the report from Gaza, hospitals suspending operation. The Israelis are actually on the hunt for members of Hamas. What I want to know is how do they recognize them from the average person? They don't wear a uniform, but there are hospitals that are closed because the bombardment continues. Is it genocide? Is it bad judgment? Is it going too far? That's an argument that we can have, a discussion that we can have, because there are people who are just innocent on both sides. Everybody on both sides are innocent. We have governments, heads of government, who are trying to maintain power, or they're trying to shift power, the axis of evil that George Bush talked about in reality is there now, the Iranians, the Chinese, and the Russians. And why it is, I went into a store yesterday, I had to drive up to Vermont to pick up some cows for the farm, and I went into a store, my hands, I can't find gloves, I've never found good, comfortable gloves that keeps my hands warm. So I'm looking at this this display of gloves, and I look at them, I try them on, and they feel good, and then I look at the label. The damn things are made in China, and I will not buy stuff made in China. I told you about the books that I bought for the kids when I went out there. They're mostly focused on Halloween and stuff, and those things were all made in China. It's just ridiculous how we have allowed ourselves to fall into this trap. And many people say it's just plain greed. Whatever it is, now we have to untangle ourselves from it, and it's not an easy thing to do. You know, you look around at what we're trying to do, or what are we in fact doing it, because the economy, the connection to our economy and to their economy is so stark. When you think about 40% of the world's goods and services are made either here or there. 40% of everything that is consumed by everybody on the planet is either made here in America or in China.
Mm-hmm.
Goods, services, things that are provided. So we have this economic battle now brought upon us by the realization that we screwed ourselves. Basically, we've allowed these people to have a stranglehold on us economically. What is Biden and Xi Jinping there, whatever his name is, are going to have a high-level summit this week? Is that right? Isn't that there's a big meeting? Is it in I think it's in San Francisco, where all of the Asian country people from around the world are trying to figure out where the economy is going.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, and the same is true for almost anything, think about life. Isn't it better when you get along with your spouse? Isn't it better when you get along with your children? Isn't it better when you get along with your boss? Isn't it better when you have friends? You don't have to agree on everything, but the way the world is today, especially when it comes to politics, if you don't agree, then you are discounted. You are dismissed. You are pushed mm-hmm. out on either side, and that's kind of what's happened between the U.S. and China, because the China government, Chinese, have decided they want to take over the world, at least their present group, and so there's no room for cooperation anymore. And we've experienced that ourselves, kind of. Anyway, this is Wednesday, I think, that these two guys are meeting. Now, is Joe Biden going to be outpaced, outclassed, outdone by Xi, who is in his 60s and Joe's 80, isn't he? And is that the thing? Is it age again? Or is it just the fact that Biden can't really, he doesn't garner confidence anymore because he doesn't feel like he even has confidence in himself? When you look at it, it's like he doesn't want to talk. Isn't it? Doesn't it seem like mm-hmm. that to you? Yeah. So, anyway, there's lots of different things that are going on, that are brewing. See, this is what I mean about Manic Monday. Go from Christmas right into the bucket, right? The Gaza hospitals and the Middle East and the Iranians and the Chinese and the Russians and the Russians and what they're doing. The whole business of whether they're at a standstill because, well, the Russians have over the weekend ramped up their attacks on some of the key cities in eastern Ukraine. I don't know where they're getting their soldiers from, because it looks like the front lines have had lots of cannon fire. So the troops began to push into the eastern mining cities, and that was where some of the bloodiest battles have taken place heretofore. Ukrainian troops recaptured, the Russians got it, then the Ukrainians got it back again, and now the Russians are trying to get it again. And around and around and around it goes. So the international, this would be, and I don't mean this to sound facetious, I'd love to be teaching international politics at a university right now. I would. Mm-hmm. It's stimulating, in a manner of speaking. And you go back to, I make reference to that movie with Jim Adi, The Holdovers. His teaching was aimed at sort of, I don't want to call it medieval history, but certainly the early history of what is now Europe. That's part of the dialogue. That was part of the focus. And so you think about what went on the Peloponnesian Wars. If anybody listening even remembers or knows what those were about, then, you know, that was the area of Greece, and that whole, it wasn't called Greece at the time. And I don't mean to make this a history lesson, except I just find it fascinating.
But it is fascinating. Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah. To look at the history of our planet, it's a history of one war after another war after another war after another war. And even when the dinosaurs roamed the planet, they were always at war with each other because they wanted to eat each other. Right? Think about it. I mean, I have 80 cows. They don't fight with each other. Well, once in a while, one of them gives a headbutt to another one if they want to get in and get to the feed. But I don't see the cows fussing and fighting about things. They get it settled among themselves. Right? But think about what we could learn from cows. Maybe that's what, I guess I'm looking at all of this stuff and I'm thinking, the cows, are just, maybe that's why I love them so much, because it's all peaceful. It's fun, they're friendly, they're loving, they get along. I have big cows, I have little cows. I have old cows, I have young cows. And they all get along. And because maybe I put more of a focus on it, it's not like a regular dairy where a lot of people have hundreds of cows and they're just commodities. My cows mean something. I just picked up a cow named Becky yesterday, who was on a farm up in Vermont, and she was the grand. She had 10 lactations. She had 10 calves, and she couldn't get rebred. So the fellow knows that I have a sanctuary, and so he said, "I'm going to give you this cow." And every time I have a cow like this that runs out, I'll give it to you. They serve as nurse. I have 20 calves now, and they all, rather than have to bottle feed them, I'd rather they be on a cow. Mm-hmm. Because they're much healthier that way. And so I got back just before dark last night. We put the cows, sort of rearranged things. And watching these calves, I've got to, I have to get a video of it, Jay. Watching them just just run around and basically play with each other. That's what they do. They get to know each other. And the mothers keep them in line. You know what? If they start to do stuff or they get a little bit frisky or fresh, the mothers put them right in line. And, no, is that a good analogy for where we are now? I know I've bounced all over the place. One of the things that really troubled me over the weekend was seeing some video from some high schools around the country where there's so much fighting going on, teachers getting beaten up by students, stuff like that. What the hell's going on?
There's so much anger in the world.
Oh, my God. That's why I love the cows. Right? 48 after, this is a good day.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, at Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in. To do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because we think once you try a pair of Skechers slip-ins, you're not going to want to just do anything else. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Heck, your hands can be folded. You can just step right into them and go. They're that easy and comfortable. So what are the secrets behind Skechers slip-ins? It's like having an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides right into place. Then our heel pillow technology keeps your foot comfy and secure. And slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite styles. So just slip in to Skechers slip-ins. It's just that easy. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hi, I can help whoever's
there. Cooper's Overnight Shipping Company has to deliver the goods.
Ship these gifts to your grandkids.
They need a logistics manager to keep the wheels turning.
126 packages going to Toronto, Tuscaloosa, Montreal, and Minneapolis. Oh boy.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Joe A, Hi. Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
All right, 53 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday the 13th. No suspicious activity today, though, Jay, right? Because it's Monday and the 13th is, right? Who cares about Monday?
Yes. Not like the Friday of the 13th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Food Farm and Family Time. Foodfarmfamily.com is the website where you get enhanced information and the and also the playback of these conversations we have on the air, Jay and I do. Frito-Lay has issued a recall of tens of thousands of bags of off-the-eaten-path chickpea veggie crisps. Ever had any of those?
Yeah, they're really good.
They did, aren't they? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They may have undeclared milk ingredients because of the unintended presence of caramel-seasoned crisps. Instead of chickpea, it's caramel. Well, listen, I can find both of them to be intriguing, but they aren't going to bother me. But I know they'll bother some people who have a severe sensitivity to milk. A serious allergic reaction. So if you have this product around, and it's sold pretty much nationally all across the country, and it's online as well. You can buy this stuff online. The off-the-eaten-path products, whatever you may have, probably, even though they haven't really recalled any others, bring them back to the store and get your money back. It's Frito-Lay that makes them, and so... this is something that you don't fool around with. You bring them back to the store,
mm-hmm.
look on the labels, and never mind calling anybody. Why would you bother calling? But just bring them back, get your money back, period. End of story, which is the case for anything that's being recalled.
Yeah, and it seems like this keeps happening more and more often where the wrong product is put in the wrong bag.
Yep, careless, bad management.
Products. And it's one of those things, like, yes, if you have an allergy, an actual allergy to one of these things, it can be deadly. But also just for people who don't have a severe allergy or an intolerance and they just want what they thought they bought, and they open it up, and it's like caramel flavored rather than
something
like
else.
Original. Yeah,
bad management.
That's still really annoying. Uh huh.
It is. All right. Same thing applies to Sophia Produce. It's the brand is True Fresh. They've recalled some cantaloupe because of salmonella risk. They're in Arizona. So you don't know Sophia Produce, but you know True Fresh. So all sizes of fresh cantaloupe, and this, no matter what the label is, the offending label seems to be Malachita. But listen, don't screw around with it. Bring it back to the store and get your money back. That's it. Not good for elderly, not good for children, immune systems. Salmonella gives you all kinds of fevers and diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. Who wants that? These people ought to be held more accountable, frankly, than they have been. As Jay said, the reason we started doing this food, farm, family thing is because we recognized a couple of years ago when we were having these conversations on Good Day that every day there seems to be something that's amiss. Awry, mm-hmm. if you will, whether no matter what kind of food it is. We've had two really broad examples from fruit to nuts, literally. And so this is no. Just don't. This is why you go to the local farmer. You go and get the produce from places where you can see where it's grown, how it's grown. Maybe you pick it yourself. And I know that we have such a wide variety, but so much of this stuff is processed. Even things that ought not to be processed are processed. And so, anyway, don't dispose of these products. Don't look at the PR and say, oh, I better throw that away. No, damn it. Bring it to the store and get your money back and get some money for the time that you put in. I repeat that probably every day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's something kind of fun. Reba McEntire has had a bunch of corn mazes sort of themed around the Queen of Country. She's once again become very popular because of her being on The Voice now. She seems to have moved right in and kind of taken over. I've watched a few episodes of it. She's very lovable. She's very, I mean, understand how much she's had for experience in her life of entertainment. And so this company, Maze, connected with Reba to do a Reba-inspired design. They have designed corn mazes all across the country and around the world, in fact. And so they somehow or other got to Reba, and they've done things. You know, they've done a NASA maze. They've done a penis cartoon maze. And farmers love this stuff in the fall because it's great for agritourism. There's still, even though there have been frosts in many places, there's still mazes that go on through Thanksgiving. So maybe you find a Reba-themed corn maze near you. How about that for some fun? All right. We've taken care of good stuff and bad stuff here. As usual, there's always good, bad, and ugly sometimes. It's Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.